Penelope Lively is one of an elite group of female Booker winners, a writer whose observations about the nuances of life around her have inspired a series of novels over a 40-year career, including perhaps her most famous, the aforementioned prize winner, Moon Tiger. Her adult fiction has been interspersed with books for children and an alternative memoir, Making It Up, in which she explores the many alternative paths her life could have taken. It's a topic she returns to in her latest novel, How It All Began, in which the lives of seven different characters are derailed by the mugging of an elderly but hitherto sprightly one-time teacher named Charlotte. When Penelope came into the studio this week, I asked her first what prompted her to re-explore the ripple effect.
I suppose the initial event of Charlotte, one of the central characters, being mugged was, this happened to me, in that I wasn't mugged, but I fell flat on my face on a pavement and wasn't badly hurt. But thinking about it afterwards, I thought of the odd way in which you then come in contact with strangers. And although my event didn't actually trigger anything, I think in a funny way I thought of how something relatively minor that happens to somebody can trigger all sorts of other things, first to those, you know, immediately in their orbit, as it were, and then to people further away. It's like throwing a stone into a pond and the ripples go out and out.
It's quite an existentialist view of the world, isn't it?
Well, it is, and it's actually rather a frightening one. One of my granddaughters, after reading it, said, "This is a scary book." It made me realise, in a way I hadn't before, how your life is conditioned by unexpected things. And this is something that's always interested me, the sense of contingency in people's lives, so that we think that we make choices. But in fact, of course, we're also governed by contingency, by the bus under which we step, or the sort of contingent events of history that drive us off course, like at the moment recession is dominating a lot of people's lives.
The book includes two very different visions of old age: the self-indulgent academic Henry, lost in the perceived glories of his past and rivalries, and the sort of rather self-determined Charlotte, you know, who just absolutely doesn't want to be a bother, despite the fact that she's been injured and incapacitated by this mugging, and whose loss of independence really, really is an enormous blow. Tell me about these two contrasting characters.
Well, being in old age myself now, I've very much noticed the way in which people take it differently. And yes, Charlotte is one who's kind of taking it on the chin.
Segment 1. Penelope Lively is one of an elite group of female Booker winners, a writer whose observations about the nuances of life around her have inspired a series of novels over a 40-year career, including perhaps her most famous, the aforementioned prize winner, Moon Tiger. Her adult fiction has been interspersed with books for children and an alternative memoir, Making It Up, in which she explores the many alternative paths her life could have taken. It's a topic she returns to in her latest novel, How It All Began, in which the lives of seven different characters are derailed by the mugging of an elderly but hitherto sprightly one-time teacher named Charlotte. When Penelope came into the studio this week, I asked her first what prompted her to re-explore the ripple effect.
Segment 2.
I suppose the initial event of Charlotte, one of the central characters, being mugged was, this happened to me, in that I wasn't mugged, but I fell flat on my face on a pavement and wasn't badly hurt. But thinking about it afterwards, I thought of the odd way in which you then come in contact with strangers. And although my event didn't actually trigger anything, I think in a funny way I thought of how something relatively minor that happens to somebody can trigger all sorts of other things, first to those, you know, immediately in their orbit, as it were, and then to people further away. It's like throwing a stone into a pond and the ripples go out and out.
Segment 3.
It's quite an existentialist view of the world, isn't it?
Well, it is, and it's actually rather a frightening one. One of my granddaughters, after reading it, said, "This is a scary book." It made me realise, in a way I hadn't before, how your life is conditioned by unexpected things. And this is something that's always interested me, the sense of contingency in people's lives, so that we think that we make choices. But in fact, of course, we're also governed by contingency, by the bus under which we step, or the sort of of contingent events of history that drive us off course, like at the moment recession is dominating a lot of people's lives.
Segment 4.
The book includes two very different visions of old age. The self-indulgent academic Henry, lost in the perceived glories of his past and rivalries, and the sort of rather self-determined Charlotte, you know, who just absolutely doesn't want to be a bother, despite the fact that she's been injured and incapacitated by this mugging, and whose loss of independence really, really is an enormous blow. Tell me about these two contrasting characters.
Well, being in old age myself now, I very much notice the way in which people take it differently. And yes, Charlotte is one who's kind of taking it on the chin.